Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Tovches, the beginning of Hilchos Eruvei Tchumen. Tovches is Din Hanochos HaEruv Uknias HaShvisa, the halacha of placing the Eruv and being Kona Shvisa. We're on page Ayin Reish Beis, page Eruv. Really supposed to be Reish Ayin Beis, but that's Ra'av, so they change it to Ayin Reish Beis, which is Erev, and that is the page before 544. So the Ramah starts off the Sif and says, Mutter la'arev eruvei tchumen, you're allowed to make an Erev tchumen, v'likno shvisa sof ha'tchum, and you could be kona your shvisa at the end of your tchum. V'lochein, and therefore, mi sheyotza meha'ir be'er Shabbos, zot demachaber, one who leaves his city on Erev Shabbos, v'hiniach mazon shtei seudos, and he leaves the amount of food that would consist of two seudos, rochok mehair besocha tchum, distance from the city within the tchum, v'kova shvisaso sham, and he sets up his makom shvisa over there, afal pisha chazer li'ir v'lam bebeso, even though he then goes back to his city and he sleeps in his house, nachshov oso ki'ilu shavas b'mokom sheniach bo hashtei seudos. We consider upon him as if he started off Shabbos in the place where he put his two seudos where the Erev is. So we'll see exactly what the Ramah is introducing to the Mechaber. We'll see that in the Mishabura. But the Mechaber says one who goes out on Friday, puts an Erev, which is two seudos worth of food, within the Tchum, but far from the city, and he sets up his Makon Shvisa there, even though he returns home, and he sleeps, and he spends Shabbos in his house, his Makon Shvisa is where his Erev is. V'zeu hanikra eruvei tchumen, and that two sudos that he placed over there is called eruvei tchumen. V'yesh lo lahalech mimakom eruvo lomachar alpayim amalako ruach. And then he can walk tomorrow on Shabbos from the place where his eruv is, 2,000 amas in all directions. Lefikach, therefore, kishuhu mahalech mimakom eruvo lomachar alpayim amal keneged ha'ir, if he's going to walk on Shabbos from the place of his Erev, 2,000 amos towards the city, Eino mahalech ba'ir ella ad sof midaso. He can only walk from his Erev, 2,000 amos, even if that 2,000 amos ends in his city. V'im ha'isa ha'ir muvlas besoch midaso. But if the city gets swallowed up in that measurement of 2,000 amos, techoshev ha'ir kula ka'arba amos, then we consider the whole city as only 4 amos, no matter how big it is, v'yashlim midaso chutzala. And he continues measuring beyond the city. So if the 2,000 amos from his Erev ends in the direction of the city, in the city, so it stops right there. But if it ends beyond his city, then the whole city is counted as 4 amos, and it gets a major extension beyond the ending of the city. Kate said, how so? Give me examples. Hare, Sheheniach es eruvo berichuk elef ama mi beso shabir l'ruach mizrach. For example, behold, he placed his Eruv Tchumen 1,000 amos from his house in the city towards the east. So 1,000 amos from his house, he placed the Eruv. Nimsum mahalech lomokom mimikom eruvu alpayim amal mizrach. If he wants to continue in the direction where he placed the Eruv in the east, he has 2,000 amos from where his Eruv is to the east. Umahalich mumekom eruvo alpayim amal mariv, and he can walk from the places of his eruv 2,000 amos to the west as well. Elef shemin ha eruv ad beso, 1,000, as we set up the case, is going to be from the place of his eruv to his house. The elef ama mi beso beso chayir, and he's going to have another 1,000 amos from his house towards the west of the city. The enu mahalich ba'ir ella ad sof ha'elef, and he can only walk in his city till he reaches that next 1,000 amos, and then he stops there in the middle of the city. V'im hoya mi beso ad sof ha'ir pachos me'elef, but if he has from his house till the end of the city less than 1,000 amos, so the rest of the city is swallowed up, afilu ama achas, even if it goes over one ama, shenimseis midoso koso chutzla'ir. So it turns out that his 2,000 amos ends beyond the city. Techoshev ha-medina kula ka'arba amos. Then we view the whole medina as 4 amos. V'yahali chutzla tesham me'oz tishim v'sheish ama tashum halpayim. And he can walk beyond the city 996 amos to be mashlim the 2,000 amos. Now, obviously, if you go through the math, he's calculating that his house is at the eastern edge of the city. And that's why he's saying you have 1,000 amos from the Erev to the house. And then if you go another 1,000 amos and you overlap it even one amma, the end of the city, the whole city counts as 4 amos. And then you have an additional 996 amos because the whole city only took up 4 amos. Otherwise, the city would take up some of the first 1,000 amos. If the house is in the middle of the city, so then the first 1,000 amos wouldn't be used up because the part that's in the city is counted as the dal amos. The fact that he's counting the first 1,000 amos till you get to the house in the city as 1,000 amos, and he's not counting that as part of the swallowing up of the city as 4 amos, so you see his house is on the easternmost edge of the city. Lefikach, therefore the Mechaber says, Im hiniach eruvo berichok alpayim amma mibeso sheba'ir. If he placed his eruv a distance of 2,000 amos from his house in the city, the last case was 1,000, this is 2,000 amos, hifsid as kol ha'ir. So then he loses out the ability to walk in the whole city. V'nimtzim mahalich mibeso ad eruvo alpayim amma, which turns out that he's able to walk from his house to his eruv 2,000 amos, and he can't walk from his house in the other direction, even one amma. That's where we're going to stop for tonight in the Mechaber. And Mr. Shem, the next two nights we'll continue with this sif, but that is the explanation of the Mechaber. We'll go now with the Mishabura and review everything the Mechaber said. But we start with Sifkotan Aleph, which is actually going in the Ramah. The Ramah felt it important to introduce the Mechaber by saying it's mutter to make an Erev Tchumen and to be Kona Shvisa B'sofa Tchum. Says the Mishabura, Hainu, that means to say, Av she'ein la'odim lahalich b'Shabbos imokum shvisaso rak alpayim, even though a person can't walk on Shabbos from the place of his Shvisa where he starts on Shabbos only 2,000 amos, k'mavur le'el b'simen shin tzadi zayin, hitiru lo lahalich arbo alofim l'tzad echad. They allowed him to walk 4,000 amos in one direction. Al yidei shemaniach mazon shtei su'udos besof alpayim imokom shum ome ben hashmashos. Through placing an eruv, which is 2 su'udos worth of food, 2,000 amos from where he starts off, so now he has from where he is 2,000 amos to his eruv, and then he has 2,000 amos in the other direction of the eruv, so he could set himself up in a way that he can walk 4,000 amos on Shabbos. Through making the Erev Tchumen in one direction, we view him as if his Shvisa was in that place where his food is. And he can walk 2,000 amos in all directions from that place. And because the Shulchan Aruch introduced the Sif by writing, Misha Yatza, one who went out, it sounds like it's a bidyevet de kedin, hosif haramod de gam lechathilu mutar la'ariv. What the Ramah is coming to err on is that it's not a din bidyevet, it's lechathilu, you can make an eruv. Ula kamon b'simin tof tes vav nisbar de lechathilu davka ledvar mitzvah. We're going to see soon that lechathilu you should only make an eruv tchumen for a dvar mitzvah. If you made an Erev Tchumen, even for Dvar HaRashus, it's going to be okay. But Zakta Mishabura, the Ramah starts with this little introduction to tell you that it's Lachavchila, even though the Mechaber sounds like it's only a Din B'dieved, but the Mishabura adds on, we're going to see later, Lachavchila, you should only make an Erev Tchumen in order to enable yourself to do a Dvar Mitzvah. We'll see exactly what qualifies as a Dvar Mitzvah, but the Erev is Chal, even if it is for a Dvar HaRashus. Sivkot and Deiz. So the Mechaber said, you went out of the city on Erev Shabbos. You don't have to go out. It's the same thing if you send a messenger to place your Eruv over there. Like we'll see in the next Simin. You went to put 2 sudas worth a distance from the city, but still within the Tchum. Even though from your house it's more than 2,000 amos, we don't care. Right, your tchum when you're in a city starts not from your house, it starts from the edge of your city. So as long as you're within 2,000 amos from the edge of the city, even though it's more than 2,000 amos from your house, that's going to be fine. La'afuke im heniach eruvo rochok mehayir yoser me'alpayim. This is coming to exclude a person who puts his eruv away from the city more than 2,000 from the edge of the city. Then ein eruvo eruv. Then his eruv is not good. She'enu yochol alecha sham ben hashmashos, because he can't go there ben hashmashos me'achar shu chutz l'tchum ha'ir. If you put your eruv outside the tchum, you can't get it. So that's not a good Erev. So it has to be within 2,000 amos from the edge of your city, again, even though it might be more than 2,000 amos away from where your house is. Sekotan Dalit, Vekava Shvisa Sham, you set up your place for Shabbos over there. Hainu Sheinicho L'Shem Kenia Shvisa. You place your Erev there with the intention of that being Kone Shvisa for you over there. Sekotan Hey, Afal Pisha Chazalir. You don't have to be where your Erev is. You have to just put the Erev there, even though you went back and went to sleep in your house. Even though you went back to your city before Shabbos, because if the case was that you waited by your Erev till Ben Hashmashos, so you don't need an Erev. If you ended up being there with your body, so that's your Malkum Shvisa, you don't need an Erev. So we're talking specifically a case where you need the Erev is when you're not there. You place the Erev yourself through a Shaliach on Erev Shabbos in a certain place, and then you went back to your city for Shabbos. Sivkotan vav v'zeu hanikra eruvei tchumen. This is called eruvei tchumen. Nikra kein, it is called this. Lefi shehu ma'arev tchum shelo haya yochol leilech bo tchila ima tchum shehaya yochol leilech bo. It's called eruvei tchumen, mixing tchumen, because you're really mixing two tchumen, one that you were not allowed to walk officially, and one that you were allowed to walk. And now you join those two together, so now you enable yourself to walk 4,000 amos. Without the Erev, you would have been allowed to walk 2,000 amos. With the Erev, you're allowed to walk an additional 2,000 amos in that direction. Therefore, the shame, eruvei tchumen. Sifkatan zayin. Then the Mechaber got down to business and gave us examples. The first example was, just reading the Mechaber in the fourth line, we say, if you go 2,000 amos in the direction towards the city from your Erev, you can only go where the 2,000 amos ends, even though it's in the middle of the city. Says the Mishabura Rotzalomar, your Iker Shvisa through the Erev becomes in the place where your Erev is. And therefore, if you want to return to your city on Shabbos, you can only go to the place where the 2,000 amos ends from your Erev. Even if you never left your house on Shabbos, mikomokom still, im lefi hamida yesh me'ha'erev ad beso apayim, if based on the measurements from where your erev was placed till your house is 2,000 amos, osur lo lahalech mebeso letzad ha'acher, you are not allowed to leave your house in the opposite direction, af beso cha'ir, even in the city, afilu am'achas, even one amo. Even if you try to change your makom shvisa later on Shabbos, doesn't help. So basically, you have 2,000 amos from your Erev towards your city. So if your 2,000 amos ends at your house, even if you start off Shabbos in your house, you can't walk out your house in the other direction, because your makom shvisa is where your Erev is, and in that direction, it ends by your house. You can't go at all in the other direction. Sivkotan Ches. Sivkotan Ches is going on right in the Mechaber, where we said, Elef Shemin Ha'erev Ad Beis. So if you place your Erev to the east, 1,000 amos, so you're allowed to walk 1,000 amos from your Erev back to your house. And then the Mechaber said in the fifth to last line, the Elef Amon Beiso Beso Chayir. And then from your house, you can walk another 1,000 amos towards the west in your city. The Eino Mahalech Beir Ela Ad Sof Ha'elef. And you can only walk in your city that additional 1,000 amos. Says the Mishabura, Vim Kol Sahamida Bemso Ha'ir. If that second 1,000 amos ends in the middle of the city, Ein Lo Lahalech Rak Ad Sof Midasa V'Kanal. You can only go till there where it ends, like we said before. Sivkotan Tess is on the next point of the Mechaber. If from your house till the end of the city is less than 1,000, even one amma, so then we said the whole city counts as dalad amma. Says the Mishabura Sivkotan Tess, lav dafka pachos. Even though the Mechaber set it up that it's less than 1,000 amos, it's lav dafka. Elohu adinim kolsa midas ha'elef besof ha'ir b'shove. Even if your 1,000 amma, the second 1,000 amos of your tchum, ends at the edge of the city exactly, it doesn't overlap it, it ends there exactly, gam kein kol ha'ir nechshav ka'arba amos, still with you the whole city as 4 amos. That is shita 1. The yesh omrim, there are those who say, the divrei ha'shulchan aruch b'diukahu. Some say it's not lav dafka, it's very dafka. It has to overlap, it has to go beyond. Mishum de mida zo shel alpayim ama beinonis mesru l'chol adam. Since this whole din of measuring the 2,000 amos is really given over to all people. It's very hard to get it exact. So we want to make sure that the tchum actually goes beyond the city and not goes exactly with the city. Therefore, the poskim were machmir sheyia kol hamida chutz liyar dafka, that the measurement of the extra 1,000 amos should actually go beyond the end of the city. Ubishas atzorach, in a time of need, yesh lahokel, you can be lenient after kolsa midosu b'shavim ma'ir, like the first shita, even if 1,000 amos, number 2, end exactly with the edge of the city. Sivkotan yud. So the Mechaber said, in that case, the whole Medina is counted as 4 amos, and you can go beyond it 996 additional amos. And in the second to last line, the Mechaber said, Lefika, therefore, im hiniach eruva berichok alpaim amam ebeso shebeir, if you put your air of 2,000 amos from your house in the city, the Mechaber said, hisid es kol ha'ir, you lost the rest of the city, v'nimtza mahalech mibeso ad eruvo alpayim amo. It turns out you could walk from your house to your area of 2,000 amos. The eino mahalech mibeso bi'ir l'ruach ma'ara afilu amachas. You can't go another direction at all because your house is exactly 2,000 amos from where your area is. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud, ha'dinaka mibeso. That which the Mechaber says, that you put your Erev 2,000 amos mibeso sheba'ir. Why does he write mibeso v'lo kosav rochok mihir alpayim? Why doesn't it say 2,000 amos from your city? Why does he say 2,000 amos from your house in the city? D'kishuhu rochok mibeso yosem mi'alpayim. If the Erev is in fact 2,000 amos from the end of the city, which is more than 2,000 amos from your house, after l'mokom eruvo hu rasha l'lech mibeso. Even though from your house you can reach your Erev, because you walk from your house to the edge of the city, and then 2,000 amos you can reach your Erev, kedla elbis if katan gimel, avalachzer misham achar shetechshach, but to return from your makom of your Erev back to your house after Shabbos starts, v'lolom bebeso, to sleep in your house is usser. Because if you go the other way, from your Erev you walk 2,000 amos, you're ending at the beginning of the city, but your house is in the middle of the city, you can't get to your house. From your house to the Erev, you're allowed to walk 2,000 amos from the end of the city. So you walk from your house to the end of the city, and then you have an additional 2,000 amos. But coming from your Makom Shvisa, which is the Erev, you go exact 2,000 amos. It ends by the beginning of the city. You can't go into the city. You can't go to your house. El tzorach lolun be'echa mivatei ha'ir hasamach b'socha paimel mokom eruvu. What you have to do in that case is you would have to spend Shabbos in one of the houses on the edge of the city that's within 2,000 amos from where your Eruv was placed. That's where we'll stop today. Mr. Shem, tomorrow we will begin the Ramah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.